This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And I guess you just have to challenge yourself as to whether or not you believe you are an exceptional American. That's the question now, isn't it? Are you an exceptional American? As you stand there, as you sit there, as you're driving in the car right now, 10 and 2 position on the steering wheel, please at all time make sure your seatbelt is on and your children's seatbelts are on. And they're car seats, of course. Because you're going to be challenged at every turn on this radio show about whether or not you are an exceptional American. If you are not convinced that you, as an American citizen, are an exceptional American at the end of each hour that we play here on Agenda 21 Radio, then you better think twice about what you are as an American. Well, I should say it this way. If you're born in America, if you're an American citizen, you are exceptional. Accept it. But with that acceptance of being an exceptional American goes a lot of responsibility. And we're going to point that responsibility out to you as an American citizen, as an exceptional American on this radio show. That's our job. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're not going to sign off right now, no. We've got a lot of things going on. As reported in the first hour, Lavoy Finicum, the investigation has now gone in the direction of the FBI. Jim, call me. Can you hear me? The murder of Lavoy Finicum at the hands of the FBI is now under investigation by the Justice Department. Don't you like it when a plan starts to come together, ladies and gentlemen? Those of you that have been listening to Agenda 21 Radio and listening to our coverage with Red Smith here on Agenda 21 Radio, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Don't want to brag, but I will. Agenda 21 Radio called this out immediately as a murder. All we needed was a videotape that everybody saw that was pleasantly handed to us, surprisingly, by the FBI. There's more to the Lavoie-Finicum than meets the eye. There's more to Lavoie-Finicum's murder than meets the eye. And there's more to the whole Malheur takeover and the involvement by the CIA in the murder of Lavoie-Finicum. John Brennan, can you hear me, brother? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not your brother, but your Muslim Brotherhood brothers. Hear me? Because you know we're speaking to you. Oh, yeah, we haven't talked about the CIA's involvement in Lavoie-Finicum's murder, but we will. That will come out also. I hate it when a plan comes together. What about the CIA and these leaks now by WikiLeaks? We reported this a couple days ago when it came out. In fact, it came up right on our screen. We put it right out on the air. WikiLeaks, CIA, finding out about your Samsung TV, anybody? And also finding out, we read from the report here on Agenda 21 Radio, it just came out. We did a cold read on it. The ability to be able to creep into every aspect electronically of your life of the CIA. And the what is really becoming now commonly known is the CIA's involvement in domestic activities. By the way, it's against the law. Every CIA agent that I talk to, and we talk to a lot, says that is verboten. Boy, I've invoked verboten a couple of times here now on Agenda 21 Radio, and it's not even in the third hour. That's called forbidden in German. Nicht sprechen Sie Deutsch? You know, I'm using the word verboten. I guess it's sort of Hitlerian to tell the Hitlerians, no, it's not good. Or should I speak in German? Nein. Or better yet, Russian? Нет. Yeah, the involvement of CIA in domestic spying activities is forbidden. It's a forbidden truth that, of course, they have been eating from the wrong apple off the apple tree, the CIA. Because now we know through WikiLeaks, and by the way, those that are out there calling Julian Assange a traitor, who's more traitorous here? Julian Assange for bringing this information to us, or John Brennan, the man who is doing it to us, who had been, and his CIA agents, which, by the way, we're finding out about the size of the CIA and its investigating opportunities here in the United States of America that gets into every little nook and cranny of our own houses inside America. That's what this is. Now, you just might think that that's just okay. That little cell phone that's sitting on the table over there is just okay. It's not. The CIA was never set up to do that. But when we started putting together all these super spy agencies after 9/11, 2001, 2005, competition among spy agencies surged. And their need for technology surged. And now what we have is a super spy agency, CIA, that's spying us on us American citizens right now. Do you see why Donald Trump came in and said, oh, guess what? Wiretaps at Trump Towers. Notice how I said that. Wiretaps at Trump Towers. Not that Donald Trump was being wiretapped. That would be inappropriate about this statement that was leveled against the spy agencies. The President of the United States is now bringing to everyone's attention that Trump Towers were spied on by, guess who, the CIA. And by the way, one of the other things we're finding out. You have heard me talk about it's not the Russians spying on Hillary Clinton or influencing the campaign forever. Because, you know, again, how long can we be fooled by this? This narrative that's going on by the mainstream media and everybody else. Listen, here you have Chuck Schumer. How old is Chuck Schumer? 90? Nancy Pelosi, how old is she? 110? I mean, these people, the people that are out there leveling the greatest charges against the United States government, Donald Trump, everybody else, and me, or anybody who just doesn't say that we're not conforming to their narrative, we're just out of it. We don't get it. But listen, who's out of it? Who's really truly out of it? let's hold these people accountable. Do they even use emails today? Do they understand how emails work? Do they understand what a server is? Do they understand anything to do with the notion of how this cyber security or cyber spying goes on? Do they have a clue? One, they don't. They're nitwits. They're dumpsters. I'm sorry. But they are. They don't have a clue. It's like, you know, one of my listeners, Tom, thank you very much, Tom, bought for me a periodic table of the elements. It's a big poster board. I have it here in my office. You can't see it because you were not on air with TV yet. But it's a periodic table of the elements. Why? Because he likes the notion that I talk about the element carbon. Because certain people in our government and former government and also all of those people out there in the radical environmentalist do not understand what carbon is. And I've always said I'd love to sit down as a biology teacher, as a chemistry teacher, and quiz President Barack Hussein Obama, former president, and his ilk and all the other environmentalist wackos on carbon. Do they even know carbon's an element? I mean, seriously, many of you don't. But it is one of the many elements that make up the world around us. And why is carbon so important to living things? Something that Obama does not understand. And that's a point about all this technology. The news stream media understands it. We get it. Then the others, they don't. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And our website, of course, the main story that we've been talking about this morning and we'll continue to talk about for weeks on end. Definitely we'll have Jeanette Finnicum on the radio show with us. I don't know when. She's probably being hammered by everybody. We've been trying to get some calls into her to come on the show and talk about this. As you know or may not know, Jeanette Finnicum was the main speaker, featured speaker, her and her daughter, on Liberty Tour number 5, I might add. Liberty Tour number 5, in which she spoke. It was riveting, amazing, absolutely incredible. And also, Liberty Tour number 6 is coming up, April 22nd, Church of Glad Tidings. And that's going to be a barn burner also because it's about the Declaration of Independence. All of our Liberty Tours have been some theme or thematic notion about them regarding the Constitution. And this one is the Declaration of Independence. Why that document was so important and why the document is so important and alive today. Yeah, we talk about living, breathing constitutions, and they are alive. You just have to know what life form the Constitution is in. The Founding Fathers meant the Constitution to be alive and well 250-some years later and breathing, and it does. You just have to breathe life into it. But it's what kind of life form do you get out of it? Do you want a life form that says, oh, the Constitution's an imperfect document? So therefore, it's up to interpretation by fallible men, such as Barack Hussein Obama? Or do you want to breathe fresh air from the Constitution from 1776? That is the question. That is the question about the Constitution. That's the essence of Antonin Scalia. He got it. And more Americans are waking up to the Constitution. Hello? Harney County, anyone? Lavoie Finicum, anybody? What about your two state senators up there in Oregon who ought to be recalled and impeached at least right now? Implicated in the murder of Lavoie Finicum, I might add. What type of poison and vitriol do they spew when they look at the Constitution? I guess it's like the Bible. You can interpret it many ways. We choose to interpret as the founders did. That's why on our Liberty Tours, we sponsor things that are thematic around the Constitution. And when we come up to the April 22nd one, we can talk more and more about the Declaration of Independence and how important it is to you and how alive and well it is today. Yeah. The founders never meant that they were going to write a document and it would be put off in some dusty drawer or wadded up and thrown in a trash can. That's not what it's alive. It's alive. You just have to know how to breathe it. Anyway. Okay. We have got a new president. Have you figured it out? You know, I'm just so excited. I really truly am. I mean this news that we got out of Washington's exciting, but you know that this is just, it's a basket of excitement brought to you by the deplorables. Man, I'm on a roll today. Just pulling all the old negatives out there and making positives out of them. All of you deplorables out there, my fellow deplorables, my fellow constitutional deplorables who elected a deplorable president. He's the basket holder. Proud to be in the basket, aren't you, deplorables? Anyway. Just another in-your-face by the holder of the basket. of deplorables. Donald Trump. Again, this is from Drudge. Oh, by the way, it happens to be Drudge Friday here on Agenda 21 Radio, as we call it. Drudge Friday. And also, every Friday from now on is going to be Talk to an Exceptional American. Converse with, talk with an Exceptional American every Friday. Make it a point to talk to them about American exceptionalism. Speaking of exceptional, this is what is on Drudge right now. Job growth strong in February. Wages up. Wages up. No need for any law that says you have to have a certain wage, by the way. Remember the Jimmy Carter days? Record number of Americans employed. This is off Drudge. Manufacturing tripled growth in government jobs. Really? Construction's largest gain in 10 years. Oh, I thought construction was booming during the Obama years. Oh, isn't that right, all you construction workers out there? All you contractors out there? Isn't that right? You'd be surprised what kind of information I get from contractors who are seeking jobs and wanting to move wholesale from one town to another to get jobs in California, because contracting has not been good for general contractors. So all of you contractors out there, guess what? It says here, construction's largest gain in 10 years. Donald Trump, I'm sorry, the holder of the basket of deplorables, might he have something to do with that? Debt decreases $600 billion since the inauguration. Next one is stocks rock. Great again. This is a picture of Donald Trump. Great again. Plus 235,000. I bet this is the big headline. I have not opened it up. I will do so now. Trump points to Drudge's great again praise of new jobs report. Bloomberg Politics.
Wish the signs.
Turn off the video here. Donald Trump used the first federal jobs report reflecting a full month of his presidency to send a message. He's already making America great again. Great again, plus 235,000 jobs. Trump posted on his Twitter account in a retweet of a Drudge Report headline on Friday after the Bureau of Labor Statistics released polls data for February showing the U.S. added 235,000 jobs. This is front page, the big story on Drudge right now. The post included a link to a Bloomberg news story with the headline, U.S. jobs wages show solid gains in Trump's first month. Trump primed his supporters for a strong jobs report this week with a series of tweets that have highlighted positive economic indicators in a private payroll survey. That was ADP, the private payroll survey was. We read that from ADP that this was happening, and now it's here. Trump posted three tweets this week. I like the way I said that. Just rolled right off the tongue. Trump posted three tweets this week referencing a report by ADP Research Institute that found that U.S. companies added almost 300,000 jobs in February, the most in nearly 3 years. The federal total of 235,000 jobs was slightly lower than the total in January when 238 jobs were added. Trump's released a video praising ExxonMobil company for announcing $20 billion in a building spree that would create 45,000 jobs along the Gulf Coast. While the announcement dates back to plans the company was making as early as 2013, Trump took credit saying it was a sign his policies were already working. I said we're bringing back jobs, he said in the March 6th video. This is a big example. During the final year of President Barack Hussein Obama's presidency, job gains averaged 187,000, and most of these jobs were not full-time. I want to see what a breakdown of the full-time jobs versus the part-time jobs, because to me, that's the telling part. That's what I think most economists. Chris Street's going to be joining us in the third hour. We might ask him that question about this payroll number that's being celebrated out there. Okay, all you exceptional Americans, remember this is Exceptional American Friday. Talk to an exceptional American. Make it a point. And even Saturday, Saturday. Go out and talk to exceptional Americans. It's okay to move about the country freely and have that conversation with exceptional Americans. Trust me, it is. It's absolutely all right. We'll be back. You're listening to Exceptional American Radio, Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to have Chris Street up with us in the third hour here on Agenda 21 Radio. He's going to be bringing us up to date on the jobs report and everything else that's happening. We're also going to be continuing to cover what is going on with a major breaking story in the Lavoie Finicum murder by the FBI, in which Lavoie Finicum was shot 3 times in the back while trying to surrender. We now have a new report out that condemns and is, in fact, showing that there is a massive investigation going on about the FBI. It's been reported to the Justice Department. And by the way, I just want to mention that who's in charge of the Justice Department now? It's not Loretta Lynch for all you people out there. Oh, no, she's gone. There's a new sheriff in town. His name is Jeff Sessions. Do you think he's going to be all over this report? Now, I want to tell you, in the same breath of what I'm talking about with Jeff Sessions, is all of you down in Sacramento, You know, I know a lot of you listen to my radio show, and you're listening right now. And ladies, so this is a national radio show. It's a worldwide radio show, actually. So I don't want to put any pressure on all of you bureaucrats down there in Sacramento. And Jerry Brown, listen, you might want to crawl out from your desk right now, put your head up above the top of the table, and just kind of listen to what I have to say. Because it's really important for you guys. And this will be kind of like, we're going to play a little game called, you know, can you guess your sex? No, we're not going to do that. I know you'd rather play guess your sex while you are underneath the tabletop. I get that. We're not playing that game. We're going to play on who can be the most honest now. That's what we're going to play, because you got to remember something. And I'm going to just give you it's a code. It's like, you know, we're talking a military type coding here. It's a war going on. It's the war versus right versus wrong, good and evil. Good is here and evil is there. Evil always hides under desktops, I might add, with fellow cockroaches. But here's my point. And I think this is a good one. And just hear me out. Now, if you've been listening, you'll totally get this, what I'm talking about. Because the proctologist has arrived. That's the code. This is the code signal for you in Sacramento. The proctologist has arrived. Now, mark this date. It's March 10th. The proctologist has arrived. Now, you see, I'm doing this because, you know, if you listen to my radio show, I've got these little dee 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 3, 2, 1, that sort of thing going on. You probably catch that. Now you know why. That's spy talk going on. It really is. It's around the world. These are spies talking to one another. You probably don't get that. It's called the numbers system. In fact, there was a Cusick, I believe his name, John Cusick, played in a movie called The Numbers Game or something like that. I'll have to pick that out. And they talk about this great movie. It's an exciting movie. It's very good, very well done. It's kind of interesting. I get some of my spy buddies on the show sometimes. You don't know who they are. But I get some, and they always ask me off air, do you know what they're saying there? I said, no, but I said, I bet you do. You know, seriously, I got spy talk right on my radio show. People don't even know it. So when you're hearing this 3, 2, 8, 8, 9, 1, I mean, you can Google it. It's fascinating to listen to it. Those of you who want to listen to the kind of stuff, shortwave radio, it's broadcast all around the world. Spies, hear me. I mean, all you spies get this. It was featured in that movie with John Cusick. Cusick? Not Casey. Cusick, I guess it is. It's a fabulous, it's funny. Well, it's not funny. It's kind of ironic. But I'm just telling you, this is our code. It's between you staffers and me. Nobody else can hear this. Nobody else on the radio can hear this. The proctologist has arrived. Okay, so let's get on to, well, I guess a brighter side of things. The jobs report. We're going to be talking about that in the third hour with Chris Street. Also, some interesting things going on. In the totalitarian armies world of the ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all those other evildoers out there that President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton were implicated in, by the way, we are trying to get Scott Bennett to come on, and he will. Very, very busy man these days since Scott Bennett's report that was brought to you by us here at Agenda 21 Ready and many others, but it finally stuck back in July 7th of 2015 at the Liberty Tour number 3 is, of course, kind of interesting, that whole story, because that's where we outed Hillary Rodham Clinton and, of course, President Barack Hussein Obama informing ISIS, funding ISIS, providing weapons and so on to ISIS with Scott's video. You can YouTube it. Liberty Tour 3, Scott Bennett, that's all you need to do on the YouTube, channel it in. And you can see, I don't know how many hits it's got, 500,000 or something like that. Robert Exter is a producer of that, did a fantastic job. And in that, he reveals, of course, the details about how the President of the United States has formed ICE. Now, Scott Bennett is a former Army psychological operator. He is also a hero because he was thrown in jail by Eric Holder for knowing too much. Because, you see, his job, as he was brought in by the Bush administration, was to start to unpack, if you will, all the secrets behind terror financing, which he did. And he worked alongside people like Edward Snowden. Really? Yeah. And in fact, Edward Snowden escaped, took off because he saw what happened to Scott Bennett being locked up and others being locked up for knowing too much about Obama. So Scott, when he got out of jail, came and spoke to us, and we allowed him the forum at the Liberty Tour. And a month later, Vladimir Putin heard that same video, and he started bombing ISIS. Bombs away. Much to the chagrin, of course, to President Barack Hussein Obama. By June of 2016, Obama is starting to investigate Donald Trump because he's thinking Donald Trump is getting information from Russian spies, and that's why I say it's hysterical. I said this in the first hour. It's hysterical about these people being rank amateurs and understanding the technology around them. They don't. High school students can break in and hack into any of these accounts, and to think that there weren't high school students breaking in and trying to hack the DNC is absurd. Of course, now we know, with the revelations from WikiLeaks, that the Russians could be the CIA, because we know that the CIA, with their vast pool of tools to spy on you, can actually pose as Russians. Hello? Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Did I give you the code that the proctologists are in town? I'm having just more fun than I should be allowed to have, right? I mean, really. And they really, truly are in town. I shouldn't be saying that. It's top secret. Of course, it's top secret information I'm giving you. The proctologists are in town. Anyway, I think we're coming up to a break. No, we're not yet. Not yet. We got more minutes to have fun. Anyway, so some of the other stories that are out there. German machete attack hours after axe attack. That's an interesting. This is coming from Breitbart, because remember, this is we're diving now into Breitbart and Drudge Monday. And we've got some interesting things here. Man attacked with machete in Dusseldorf hours after axe attack. Now, of course, there's a lot of replacement Germans now in Germany, known as Muslims. Most of them are radicalized Muslims, by the way. I don't care if you're a peaceful Muslim. That's a different issue. But if you're a radical Islamic terrorist, yes, and they've got oodles of them. Way more men than women that have illegally immigrated to, well, I guess with open arms now, because you've got the Hitler in a skirt, Angela Merkel. They don't talk about things like machete attacks by radical Islamic terrorists. They won't tell you the identity of the attacker. Sound a little bit like American mainstream media, ladies and gentlemen? Don't you love it when you have consistency in reporting by the totalitarian regimes? Just sort of makes you real funny inside, right? Gives you that great un-American feeling. So listen, exceptional Americans, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities,
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Boy, what is really going on with the Republicans and Obamacare? We're going to ask Chris Street, you know, we'll ask higher authorities to give us some perspective on that and the jobs numbers and all those other things. He's going to be, well, according to his wife, he will be with us. I always like to use the wife card with Chris. I'm sorry. Yeah. Men, use that card on the, you know, use it a lot. Accept it. Accept responsibility when your wife throws the wife card at you. Anyway, okay, so he, we're going to be talking about it. This, the thing is, Breitbart now, we've flipped this script, gone to Breitbart. Now, listen, I said to you that I committed a long time ago that I'd you know, throw Breitbart and Drudge not under the rug here. No, we like to utilize their stories, and everybody says, oh, you've got that fake news from Drudge. That fake news out of Breitbart. What's kind of interesting, from Drudge, you get news from really all perspectives, and from Breitbart, you do too. Now, because I know Chris and several of the writers at Breitbart, it's I can tell you it's not fake news. In fact, they're kind of, I guess you would say, and this is my opinion, from being an outsider and having some peripheral knowledge, because Chris doesn't talk about these things, and neither does the other people that I know, but it's pretty evident to me that there's a lot of scrutiny that goes on to the stories from the editors at Breitbart, and that would include Joel Pollack, which I've really disagreed with on a lot of things, but I got to tell you, he did pick up the ball as it was fumbling around on the field out there, and when Andrew Breitbart died, and he brought it to national attention as to what Andrew Breitbart, when he died, what he was going to bring out at his press conference on March 1st, 2012. Unfortunately, just hours before, at 18 minutes after midnight on March 1st, Andrew Breitbart was found dead, purportedly of a heart attack. Sure, they all die of heart attacks. Guys like Andrew Breitbart. But it was Joel Pollack who came out as the person in charge, basically, at the time. This is, I think, even before Brennan came on or came to note. But he came out and spoke as to what, in fact, what was going on with Andrew Breitbart, what he was going to report to the world. And one of the main things he was going to report, he was going to out the Obama administration in 2012, moving forward from 2016 to 2016. As a major cultural social force they were going to roll out critical race theory. And critical race theory is why all white men are evil. Don't you just love it? What, don't you just love people who single out a race or an ethnic group as evil? I mean, just didn't we like it when Hitler sorted out the Jews as evil? Objectified the Jews as evil? White racist bigots or other people would objectify blacks as evil? Or if you're Jorge Ramos, all whites are evil in America because it's our land now, speaking about how Mexicans now run America. It's their land they're conquering. Don't we just love objectification? That's what it's called. Visit the Museum of Tolerance to get that information. There's one in Washington, D.C., and there's one in Hollywood, Los Angeles. Simon Wiesenthal Center. Visit it. If you haven't visited one, it's a game changer. You want to change your life in one day, one short day out of all the days you have. You want to become a better, an exceptional American. Visit one of those museums. You'll learn a lot, and you'll look at the left and go, holy smokes. That's what we have with objectification. And you see, that's exactly what Andrew Breitbart was protesting, the objectification of any sort. But specifically, what the agenda moving forward was for President Barack Hussein Obama and his ilk from 2012 on. It was critical race theory. And Joel Pollack got on and spoke about what he was going to speak about and what he was going to report on, what things were going to be outed. And a major thing that he was going to out was the president's plan for critical race theory to continue on Derek Bell, Professor Derek Bell's arguments of critical race theory, who Thomas Sowell and other blacks, I might add, denounced. And critical race theory is that the all whites created the Constitution, gave us our God-given rights, but they were all slave owners. And that's not the case. There were many abolitionists amongst those who wrote the Constitution who did not agree with slavery. And many of the slave owners did not agree with slavery. They were part of the culture at the time. And they renounced it. They rejected it. Why do you think they came up with their Constitution the way it's written? Of the founding fathers, I might add, almost all of them were Protestants. One Catholic and one Jew of the founding fathers. But, you know, they're all racist, according to critical race theory and Derek Bell and President Barack Hussein Obama. And Andrew Breitbart said, hello, no, it's not. It's not that case at all. They were not racist. They were founding fathers. And they gave us the most non-racist document you could possibly get besides the Bible. Oh, we just want to leave that one out. That's what he was going to tell us on March 1st, 2012, at noon. It just so happens that nearly 12 hours earlier, he died. Couldn't get that story out, but Joel Pollack picked up things and did it. And that's why I say, you know, we rely on people like... Joel Pollack is a dedicated American, obviously. I disagree with some of the stuff he writes. I haven't expressed it totally on the radio. Maybe I will next time. Now that you're in my sights, Joel... But I know that they scrutinize the articles. And, you know, the articles that are brought up on Drudge, this is why the mainstream media hates these guys. Because they're always correct in what they're reporting. They fact-check you a lot. Just like exceptional Americans should do. Fact-check those that are out there that are trying to lead us. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
Okay, all of you exceptional Americans, remember it's Exceptional American Day. Talk to your fellow exceptional American. Maybe you might want to inform them that they are exceptional Americans. How about that? Did you know that you're an exceptional American? Anoint them with the idea. Anyway, a lot of things. It's just an amazing news. There's so much going on. It's a news fest. And yes, the totalitarians are not happy campers. I'm going to read some more. We only have about a minute here. Less than a minute, actually. But more that we're going to hopefully explore. We got Chris Street coming up. I'm hyping the guy. He better be there. That's all I'm going to say. We've got more going on here on Breitbart. How about this one? I like this one. And remember, the code for this hour is the proctologist has arrived. Or the other part of the code, the proctologist is in town. Those of you know what I'm talking about, had to have listened to that and heard that in the last hour, in the beginning of the hour. But this is what I like. This is from Breitbart. Headline, Attorney General Jeff Sessions reforming Obama's lax policies on crime and drug trafficking. Really? Maybe I'm alluding to something as to why the proctologist has arrived to all of you in Sacramento. Just maybe. But I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to let you be surprised come Monday. Anyway, thanks for listening to this session, as in Jeff Sessions, on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Email me, paul@821r.com. And like I always say at this time of the show, stay strong, America, stay strong. You are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.